You're listening to Public Radio from Western Michigan University, WMUK 102.1 FM. I'm Earlene McMichael. For the month of February, I'll be bringing you interviews with people making a difference in the Kalamazoo area. Some names you might know and some you might not. Today, I'm delighted to talk with Kamatai Mitchell, a certified doula, a yogi of 25 years, and an African diasporic dancer. She wears many other hats, among them executive director of Rooted Enrichment Center in Kalamazoo. As she describes it, among many things, it's a space focused on racial healing, reducing epigenic stress, destigmatizing mental health needs, and disrupting intergenerational poverty. Welcome to WMUK, Kama.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What three adjectives would you use to describe yourself?
Tenacious, loving, and positive.
If you had to sum up your life's work in one sentence, what would it be?
Tell the youth the truth and give them tools and resources to heal from it.
Let's return to the topic of your center. I know it was started in 2015.
We try to engage the community in three ways: with training, education, support around the work that we do, leaning into traditional, indigenous, and I would say counterculture practices of movement, breath, and humane understanding. We have a cultural and youth arts component. We have two dance companies. We have a youth dance company, which is pre-professional, and we have a little root dance company, which is preparing themselves to move into the rooted youth dance company that's mostly made up of high schoolers. And then we also have birth keeping. We have doulas, doula training. We do a lot to work with the community on reducing infant mortality in all various kinds of ways, working closely with both hospitals, the health centers, and also Great Start Collaborative of Kalamazoo.
I'd really like to lean into the work that you do as a doula and its effect on reducing Black infant mortality rates. Black babies are dying at more than four times the rate than white infants in Kalamazoo County. How does the practice of having a doula help reduce those rates?
Well, having a doula as a sounding board, informational resource, and advocate can reduce cesarean by 23%. The research shows, can reduce stress in the birthing person's body by over 50%, and can also be a great support to the birthing person's whole family. So sometimes there's gaps that happen in the maternal infant health world. When you leave the hospital, do you have support? Do you have support before you go into the hospital? And also, do you have support in the hospital? And I forget who says it, but it's been said that a Black woman is to the healthcare system as a Black man is to the criminal justice system. And so we know with research and data that Black and brown women are not listened to, prioritized, or valued as much in the medical industrial complex. So a doula is a person that is to support especially Black women in our work, so that we can start to move the needle on these very unjust ways of being. I will say that our community is doing a really good job in addressing that, but it doesn't address what happens that first year of life and the social determinants of health have so much to do with keeping our infants alive that first year of life after birth. And so we're looking at housing, we're looking at education, transportation, all these other things that aid in infant mortality that we have to look at. So I also feel like a doula looks at all of these factors in a strong supporting way, in a holistic way that creates a trusting relationship with our clients so they can reach out for resources and support if they are coming up a detriment of health that is affecting their pregnancy and or their infant's first year of life.
You're listening to A Conversation with Kama Tai Mitchell, founder and executive director of Rooted, a healing arts center in Kalamazoo that offers doula training, yoga, African dance, and much more. After years of sharing space, the center will be opening its own freestanding building next year, thanks to a $500,000 grant from the Stryker Johnston Foundation. We rejoin the interview on the topic of the Black and Brown Therapy Collective, a new pilot program with which Rooted is involved. Mitchell believes it's important to destigmatize getting mental health services.
We are just the fiduciary and housing entity for this. And so this is very much a collaborative program that has happened with individuals and organizations in the community based on what we've been going through this past year with racialized trauma, either by the hands of the criminal justice system or ongoing neighborhood trauma that happens, or even medical racialized trauma. So a few community members and leaders of organizations got together with the notion from Shalana Lewis, the executive director of TRHT at the foundation. She had this idea and had a support person from the Detroit, who was running a similar program, come and talk to us, and we just made it happen. We felt it was a great opportunity to support Black and Brown folks in our community, especially from the Latinx community and the more disadvantaged Brown folks in our community, to have this access point that was really easy and not a lot of work, and it took away a lot of the red tape that sometimes doesn't allow people to access therapy and counseling, and also creating a space where you have this cultural competency component happening. We've heard from folks that two or three or four of their first sessions with a therapist that doesn't look like them or have similar lived experience is just focused on showing them who they are. And if you have a therapist that has a similar lived experience, or might have a little bit knowing of where you're coming from, you can get to the therapy much quicker. And so we felt like this would be a great asset to the community, and Rooted was in a great position to hold the project at this time. We're really hoping we continue to be able to hold this project that's now in its pilot form ongoing. That's our goal.
I guess I should say what that acronym stands for, TRHT. That's the Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation of Kalamazoo Initiative, based at the Kalamazoo Community Foundation. You were featured on the Big Brothers Big Sisters website, and I saw this quote that I thought was pretty cool. Justice should start at birth.
Yes. In my big dream, in my big Afro future, we would work ourselves out of all these programs that we have to have in order to find equity for our community, right? All these programs are created and funded so we can find that level playing field, that equity. And really, every infant that decides to come into the world should just be welcomed into a community that is full of health, wellness, and equitable justice already. It should start at birth. Absolutely.
Visit WMUK.org for a longer version of this conversation with Kama Tai Mitchell, a certified doula, a yogi of 25 years, and an African diasporic dancer. She's the founder and executive director of the Rooted Enrichment Center in Kalamazoo, which is devoted to the healing arts. For WMUK,